Live from beautiful Hollywood, California, it's America's favorite podcast-based game show, Wheel of Destiny! And now, here's your host, Dan, the old Zoozer, Hanzoos!
Hey, thank you, Jeremy. Welcome, everybody. How's everybody doing?
That was outstanding.
I'm
that
doing better awesome. Now.
Wheel of Destiny, it's back for another year.
Jeremy Bergman leaves. I mean,
that was such a mic drop
That was amazing.
He's got an IMDb page, folks. Look him up.
Burgo is like that Michael McDonald skit. He's just driving down the streets, dips into the studio, has a minute where he just kills it and then leaves.
Yes, it's Wheel of Destiny, the game where contestants and yes, one of our contestants just pulled up Jeremy Bergman's IMDb profile photo, a child actor, but now he handles the introductions for this fine show. Give it up again for Jeremy. He's halfway down the steps now.
Also a very good football writer for around the NFL.
That as well. Again, I am the old Zeuser. I am the host of the Proceedings, the most talked about podcast-based game show in the game, is the way I put it. And today's contestants, the same as last year's contestants, and I'm going to get to them in a second. But before I do, I want to say hello to my co-host, my lovely, beautiful, talented, smart.
Oh, thank you.
Young.
Oh, yeah.
Not too young, though.
Hey, watch it.
Erica Tamposi.
Gotta take this show on the road.
What's up, Ricky?
Oh, you know, living the game show life. Danny boy.
You and me, what a team we are.
We are.
So much chemistry.
All right. You could. It's jumping through the speakers.
Watch out, Sajak and Vanna.
All right. If you're new to Wheel of Destiny, I will give you the rules in a moment. But first, I want to introduce today's contestants. First up, she is a school teacher from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It's Colleen Wolf.
You went with school teacher last year, too. What up?
Oh, my God. So good. Do you mind if I try?
So good.
All right.
To my right, he's a strawberry picker from Springfield, Mass. It's Greg Rosenthal.
All right.
I know who's booing.
It's a very like high class audience. They don't really identify with the strawberry pickers, the Springfield Mass type residents. That's fine.
You are well known now as the show enters its fourth season as the heel, the one that people love to hate, you know? It's like Richard Hatch in the Survivor era.
Oh, nice. You know? Nice.
He's a Hatch type character here on Wheel of Destiny. And finally, our returning champion, a mailman from the west side of Cincinnati, Chris Wessling.
West side.
Chris, you've won Wheel of Destiny 2 out of the 3 years of its existence. How has it changed your life?
Well, I'm recognized now, basically. I can't go to the grocery store without, you know, walk up the street to Vons and then, you know, be Wheel of Destiny talking the produce aisle.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a little much.
I hear that. Greg, you, as I recall, last year's game, you believed after the final round that perhaps Wes beating cancer last year was the reason why he was given the correct answer in the final round, costing you a chance at the title. Pretty low, even for you, Greg, to put that out there. Do you have any regrets about
me,
that?
Do I have regrets? No. I mean, Wes has been living off that cancer bit for more than a year.
Wait.
Think of all the
literally.
Wow.
Didn't Dan have to give you like 700 extra points just to get into the final?
I have no recollection of any of this. I actually thought I won. I thought that was the twist. But it's ridiculous. At some point, there's an expiration date for all this sea talk.
Okay. Well, that is, you know, that's quite a comment to make. What is Wheel of Destiny? It's a game of skill, talent, valor. I, as the host, working with the beautiful Ricky Hollywood, will spin the wheel. Ricky spins the wheel. Lands on a category. I read the questions. We go around the horn twice. 300 points for a correct answer when it's your turn. And now I got to do math. I forgot about this. The hardest part of the game for me. 200 points if you steal an answer. So someone gets a chance to answer it. If you jump in and steal it, 200 points. However, if you jump in with a steal and you get it wrong, minus 200 points. And if it's your turn and you get it wrong, minus 100.
I'm really nervous about these scores.
Two rounds?
Right. Why are we still going with these convoluted rules when just Dan chooses who he wants to win at the end? What does it really matter?
And then, a final round, of course, that will you'll have an opportunity to wager as much as all of your money.
Wow.
Can and, you,
yes.
Greg, stop trying to undermine a game that the rest of us know and love?
I'm wow. not.
That's
I'm using
Wes,
strategy.
Well put.
I'm the what's the guy who had the Jeopardy run, Holtz and Houtzer or whatever?
Yeah, Jeopardy James.
Watch out.
All right, let's get into it. Colleen, I don't think you've won before.
I have.
You have?
Oh, check that.
So, Greg, I apologize. Sorry. Greg, you're the only one that with yet to win.
Yes.
Has Mark even played this game?
Mark maybe played one year. I can't remember.
I feel like Colleen's been in the last – this will be her third one.
Mm. Yeah, so just tradition here. And since Colleen – you're looking to get back in the winning column. I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
How about you spin the wheel?
Great. Ooh.
All right. We've got must-see TV.
Okay. NFL Network is launching a new series, and they've asked you, Colleen, to serve as the executive producer. The show, titled All Access Body Cam, is as fascinating as it is intrusive. NFL Films will implant a tiny HD camera upon the body of an unknowing NFL star, allowing viewers 24/7, 365 access to every facet of his life, from the locker room to the bathroom, according to the promotional materials. You are morally conflicted, but the fat chase paycheck and inter-office prestige is too tempting to pass up. So, who gets the implant?
Ooh, okay. Who gets it? I would say it's gotta be... Shoot, this is a really hard one because I'm thinking about Baker Mayfield, maybe. I'm thinking about somebody on the Browns, maybe. You know what? Give it to Odell. How about Odell Beckham?
Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
Anybody want to jump in with a steal?
Ooh.
I think she nailed it.
Hey, winner's on this side of the desk.
Greg, would you like to steal?
No, I'm passing.
The correct answer is Odell Beckham.
Oh. Oh, my God. I'm so happy.
300 points for Connie Fox. Congratulations, Connie.
Thank you.
Now in our fourth Wheel of Destiny, you can see the experience show up a little bit there.
Yeah, I saw that. She didn't crack under pressure. And that's what you need.
I wanted to be thoughtful with my answer. I knew it was going to be probably in Cleveland, but
right.
I had to kind
and
of...
And why Odell? Why is it that people want to see what's going on in the life of Odell Beckham?
Because he's always an interesting character. So even in those dull moments of life that we all have, maybe there will be something interesting there.
I think
also, feels like he's hiding something too, doesn't it?
Aren't we all?
There's an edge to him that maybe we don't know.
Yeah.
And if he does realize the camera's on him, you probably would be tied into any criminal complaint. Just be aware of that.
Right. He is not aware of this.
How exactly are we implanting a camera on someone?
That's not for you to worry about.
Okay.
You just pick who it is,
okay.
And then you're the fall person, unfortunately.
All right, cool.
All right. So Connie jumps out to the early lead. Up next is the defending champion, Chris Wessling. Spin that wheel, Wes.
Spin it, baby.
We've got Survive the Night.
Survive the Night. The United States introduces a real-life purge night because, as my elderly neighbor Barbara says, the whole world has gone to hell. For those unfamiliar with the source material, The Purge is a series of horror films based on a future dystopian America where the government annually sanctions a 12-hour period when all forms of crime are legal. Anybody seen these films?
No. This is real?
Pretty wild, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Strangely, my wife is into them, which...
Was Jeremy Bergman in it?
Burgo was not
cool.
In the Purge series. Like the protagonists in the film, during the Purge, you barricade yourselves indoors, fight off intruders, and count the minutes until daylight. If you could choose one NFL figure to stay with you during this hellish night, who would it be and why?
I was going to say Aaron Donald for his obvious physical prowess, but it's Belichick.
Mm.
He's,
wow.
he's Machiavellian. He's going to be smarter than everyone else. He's going to come up with a game plan that will narrow in on the weaknesses of everybody trying to take us down. And I'm taking Belichick this one.
Interesting. Bill Belichick there to protect Chris Wessling, not so much with his brawn, but with the brain.
Got a little sort bit of brawn, though, like too. He was my first thought, too.
He's on that elliptical.
And also, you'll probably get a chance to see that softer side, that, like, funnier side that we all hear about.
I don't know.
People will be bonding at that point. You see, it might be the end.
You see how he is with the game on the line.
Right.
Just see how stressed out he is with, like, our lives on the line.
True.
And look, when things go wrong, like, remember when he stuck the paper in the referee's shirt and he blew off handshakes after Super Bowls? Imagine what happens if somebody comes in there with a knife to kill him. I could see him just ripping out the guy's spinal cord.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody want to steal?
Nobody's going to top Belichick.
That's correct.
Oh,
wow. You guys are doing great this year.
All right. I feel like we're teammates over here.
Yeah.
But you're not. You're enemies.
Okay. Right.
Greg, we're off to a flying start here.
What a setup.
I mean, this is the equivalent of a perfect game, and now it falls to you to keep it going. Spin that wheel.
All right, let's go.
You know, you're like a certain person. You always think everybody's working against you. No, this is fair and square, buddy.
If I only had a blank.
If I only had a blank. The Tin Man wanted a heart, the Lion courage, the Scarecrow a brain. If you could bestow any single gift upon an active NFL quarterback, what would it be and why?
I'm going to give Andy Dalton a personality.
Wow.
We've had the Dalton scale on this show for a number of years. I like chaos. Let's throw this all into chaos. Let's make Andy Dalton a charismatic leader of men that just turns the league upside down.
Okay. Andy Dalton with a personality, which I'm sure is very hurtful if you were to hear this. I'm sure his wonderful wife, believes he has a great personality.
Just a little more.
A little bit more. Anybody want to jump in with a steal? Connie, looks like you want to.
I do. I have so many. But
go ahead.
Well, I would like to give Russell Wilson the gift of being himself.
Oh, interesting. Mm. Tell us more.
Well, because I feel like it's always you're kind of getting this polished kind of act from him. And it doesn't really feel authentic. I want to know who Russell Wilson actually is instead of this, like, sanitized version that we always get.
Very interesting. Wes?
I can't top that.
Both are very good answers, but the judges can only pick one.
Can they pick none?
Or, yeah, they could pick something altogether different.
Or none.
Yeah, both could be wrong. I hate you. I hate you so much.
Russell Wilson is the correct answer.
I love you.
Oh,
love you,
man.
Colleen and I can be a little competitive.
What is happening?
These drops are haunting me forever.
All right, Greg, so it's -100 for you. And Colleen, for a steal, that's 200.
For a second, I thought I should go like Tom Brady and foot speed, but clearly Russell Wilson and himself was the only possible correct answer.
You guys are sharp today.
Did you have something in mind? Just like...
I am not the judge. I'm the host.
He had in mind Colleen gets that answer right.
All right, through round one, Colleen leading the way with 500 points.
Yeah!
Give it up for Colleen.
Yay!
That's a champion you're talking about there.
Wes, a very sturdy 300.
I'm slow on the draw there, audience.
Yeah, they're catching on to this same theme. Every
and Greg, after round one, -100.
Whoa.
Whoever that girl is that an ex-girlfriend from Springfield? We're down in Tulane. All right, but Greg, still plenty of time.
I was trying to think, what name could I throw out there that would be safe? And the answer is none.
All right. For round two.
I like the Dalton one.
For round two, we start with the person in third place. So Greg goes again. Spin that wheel, Greg.
Break those chains that blind you.
Bind you.
And bind you.
Okay. The Browns' bombshell trade for Odell Beckham Jr. left many fans salivating at the prospect of OBJ reaching his full glorious potential playing alongside a rising star in Baker Mayfield. If you had the chance to move another star to a situation that would greatly improve their career prospects, who would it be and why? Very tough. To have to answer these in real time, I want the listeners to understand it's much different at home than it is when the lights are on you and the music is pumping into the ears. Greg needs this. Look at the scoreboard. This is a big question.
Take your time, Greg.
Greg, we're going to need an answer.
What is it? A player to a different team?
Yes. Move him from one situation to another, and it will benefit him greatly.
Can I pass?
You could. Anybody want to steal?
I will.
Okay, jump in, Kali.
Saquon Barkley, move him to another team.
Tell us why.
Because Eli Manning is not working out for them. And I don't really see Eli Manning 2.0 working out for them and Daniel Jones.
Already writing off the kid. Never thrown a pass.
I mean, it might be a little harsh. Might be a little harsh.
How many Duke games did you watch?
I watched his pro day.
Okay.
So.
All right, I'm going to try to steal her.
All right.
Steal.
No, I'm actually going to slide it back to you as well, Greg. No penalty.
No, I want to steal the steal. I want to change the game.
Okay, do it.
All right, I'm going to.
What?
I'm going to move Dwayne Haskins to the San Francisco 49ers. Any person that has been buried with the Washington Redskins, who needs Jimmy G? I don't care about him. Give him Kyle Shanahan to start his career out. Give him a real chance with a better coach.
Interesting. Now, I want to get back to that as a conversation after we have the correct answer. Wes, do you want to jump in with a steal?
I do. I was going to say David Johnson, but, you know, who knows? Cliff Kingsbury might turn that. Mm. He's not doomed to mediocrity just because last year was that. I'm going to A.J. Green, who is not, under this scenario, doomed to spend his whole career with a franchise that simply cannot have playoff success.
To where?
I'm putting him with Aaron Rodgers. He's going to the Packers.
I like that.
All right, everybody's locked in. A.J. Green, Saquon Barkley, Dwayne Haskins. The correct answer is A.J. Green.
Oh!
It's a good one. It's a really good one.
Very nice job.
The best one.
Very nice. Now, I was saying that the Dwayne Haskins, here's the one problem I would have. What if, because Jimmy G's not going to lose his job this year, what if things go sideways and Kyle Shanahan gets fired by the time it's time for Dwayne Haskins to become the quarterback?
Well, this is a totally different universe where you can just pluck people off and put them elsewhere. I don't even care about Jimmy G.
You also got Nick
Forget
Mullins,
about him. So. Forget about him.
All right. Now, Colleen, because you jumped in with a steal, I got to take away 100 points from you.
That's all right. I got so many points, it doesn't matter.
And Greg, negative 100. Let's take a brief moment to hear from our wonderful sponsors. Guys are terrible at taking care of their health, whether it's a knee injury, bad back, or something worse. Guys are usually more comfortable rubbing some dirt on it than seeing a doctor. The same is true for erectile dysfunction. Studies show 70% of guys who experience ED don't get treated for it. Thankfully, Roman created an easy way to chat with a doctor online. Does this sound like something you would do, Wes?
Yeah, that sounds great, Dan. I'm right on that.
With Roman, you can get medical care for ED from the comfort of your home and handle everything online in a convenient, discreet manner. You're right on, Wes. You're right on. Just go to roman.com/around and complete an online visit. That's GetRoman.com/around for a free visit to get started. GetRoman.com/around. All right, here we go. Wes, you're up.
Okay, let's spin it.
Pulling a rabbit out of your head.
ESPN announced this spring that they are not hiring anyone to replace the unretired Jason Witten and will instead move forward with the returning duo of Joe Tessitore and Booger McFarlane on their Monday Night Football telecast in 2019. This is not true, however. ESPN planted that story so they could continue their search out of the harsh glare of the media spotlight. If shadowy league figures in Bristol ask you, Wes, who they should pursue as Witten's replacement, who would you recommend and why?
So does this leave Romo is off the table because he's already...
He's booked.
Wow. Tirico off the table?
I believe he is, isn't he? Tirico's locked into assignments.
I think, yeah.
Well, we're going to start with Ian Eagle.
Well, I thought it's just... He just said the color man.
Oh, the color?
Color man. Tessitore stays. We don't touch Tessitore.
Mm-mm.
He's not going anywhere.
Can I steal Aikman from Fox?
Sure.
Okay. Aikman's my guy, and here's why.
Tell me why.
So Romo and Collinsworth are off the table.
Money talks, Greg.
Romo and Collinsworth are off the table, and to me, they're the only two competitions for Aikman, who last year was better than ever. I saw a guy who was getting way more inside info. The information he was getting from coaches and players in their pre-prod meetings, pre-production.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Ooh, lingo.
He had more nuggets than Romo did this year.
Mm.
I thought Aikman was great, and I'm seeing a guy who's having a good second half of his career.
So contracts don't matter.
Don't worry about contracts.
Right.
Except for Romo. Take Romo out of it.
Steal.
Okay. Mm.
Joe Thomas.
Joe Thomas. Very good. Tell us why.
Because he's amazing. He's hilarious, and he's a lot like Tony Romo. And I feel like the way that people fell in love with Tony Romo, they'll absolutely fall in love with Joe Thomas.
All right, I'm going to jump in with another steal.
All right, steal.
Me and Tessitore. What chemistry. Let's mix it up a little bit.
You lose.
Plus, it would be, even if I did terribly, the money could pay for future generations of Rosenthal. So that would be a positive. And we've had the ex-player thing. Let's do something different.
Interesting. Now that is, with the game on the line, a bold answer.
You're like face from the A-team. Wild card. You never know what's going to get out of him.
Troy Aikman jumping ship from Fox. Joe Thomas jumping ship from NFL Network. Mm-hmm. That would be messy. And Greg Rosenthal making the move to the booth in a big spot. Can we put you in the Boogermobile?
It's a huge spot.
Oh, my God.
The Rosiemobile?
It's a huge spot out of nowhere.
A strawberry truck.
The correct answer is Greg Rosenthal.
No! Boo!
The judges thought it was a compelling thought. And maybe
you
a Rosiemobile.
You suck.
Is that you, actually? And I forgot to mention.
And Joe, 2019.
In round two, point values double.
Mm.
So Greg with the steal gets 400 points there, and man, did he need it.
Wow.
So he's back in the game.
So I lose double for stealing?
Yes, you lost 200. Wes gained 400.
Sounds like a couple.
Who would have thought that I'm not out of this yet, that I do have hope?
Pretty good.
Tess and Rosie, the story of two British elderly ladies who found friendship.
All right, for the final question of round two, and this is the last question before... Yes, not Final Jeopardy. That is trademarked, but Final Round.
Final Round.
Final Wheel.
Final Wheel. Connie, spin it.
Okay.
This is going to get messy.
You're trapped in an elevator. And you or your pregnant loved one is ready to give birth at any minute. Unfortunately, there is no doctor in the stalled metal box turned delivery room. There is, however, one prominent NFL figure in the elevator who, by happenstance, was visiting a friend in that same hospital and now is trapped with you as well. This person declares that they will deliver the infant. Who do you trust to get that baby out?
Laurent Duvernay-Tardif from the Chiefs.
Oh!
He's a friggin' doctor.
Wow!
Whoa!
Hey!
Oh, wow! Whoa!
Try beating that!
That's like the Odell one-handed catch of Wheel of Destiny. Mm.
I am so proud
of
myself.
Wow, does anyone dare steal? Right.
I'm going to go for a steal.
Greg, you've made so much progress. You sure you want to do this?
Leonard Fournette.
What?
I mean, if the effort's there, but we don't know which Leonard you get. What if you get the bad Leonard?
Right.
No explanation needed.
Leonard Fournette.
Why? Wow. So, LeVarne Duvet.
Duvernay-Tardif. McGill grad. Like my
MD.
Brother. Like my brother.
MD.
Doctor.
What field of medicine does he work within? Is he a general practitioner or?
In this scenario, I'm not sure it matters. I just
pediatric.
Know he's a medical doctor.
He's been
you know what? He's an OBGYN. How about that?
You can tell me anything. I will believe you. Greg says Leonard Fournette. What would Tom Coughlin think about that? Duvet. This
yeah!
is correct answer. Great job there.
My pregnant loved one will be so happy.
I feel like Pete Carroll would be a great birth coach.
Hmm. You know what's so crazy? That was the one I had in my head. Pete
really?
Carroll.
Yeah, he's going to dote on you.
For some reason, I feel...
Please, he would be one of those that's like, yeah, we don't need any painkiller. Well, I guess you don't have any painkiller.
Get me my epidural, baby. Yeah.
Because doesn't he kind of look like a doctor? Like a guy that
Why?
Works
he's
in
like...
a room?
A white guy with white hair.
But he has the look like the salt and pepper kind of genial attitude.
He seems like someone that would be like really into pushing like a he'd be into doulas and doing it all natural. And then suddenly they're in the like room next to you and the lady's screaming her head off. And it's kind of like if you're not going to take the medicine, you got to keep it quiet because there's other people on that floor. You either got to suck it up or take the medicine.
Freddie Kitchens. How about that?
All right. One more question in round two. It's a bonus question. Greg, spin the wheel. Oh, lose a turn. Oh, Greg. Oh. Why does it happen every year?
So excited to get that bonus turn out of nowhere.
You thought you were getting a real question? Pulled it right out from underneath you.
Well, Wes, spin the wheel.
How does it feel to have just passed Let's your favorite moment of the year?
It's all downhill from here. It's like a kid on December 26th.
Classic genie move.
Oh, classic genie moves. We all know about those. Think of a close friend who is a diehard fan of a football team that has not won a championship in their lifetime. They bleed for this team, and yet every year ends with disappointment. This constant failing has had a profound effect on this friend's overall happiness. Everyone thinks I'm talking about Mark. I'm not. It could be anybody. Anybody. Think of a friend.
Could be Kevin Patrick.
A genie comes to you with a guarantee of a Super Bowl title in the next 3 years for your friend's beloved squad. That same friend... Let's say they're single. We'll also meet someone at the victory parade and enter into a serious romantic relationship. The only cost, that same... Here, classic genie move, coming up. That same friend will lose their hearing in one ear for 1 hour every day for the rest of their lives. If you agree to the terms, your friend can never know the truth. You must decide on his or her behalf. What do you do, Chris Wessling?
Oh, I absolutely give them the victory parade, the title.
Interesting commentary. Why?
Because it's not that high of a price to pay. You lose hearing in one ear for an hour?
Every day, forever.
There are people who lose both hearing in both ears for the rest of their life. There are people that lose hearing
in one ear
for the whole day. I mean, that's not that high of a price to pay.
So for the rest of your life, Dan, you will not have hearing in one of your ears.
But just for 1 hour.
1 hour every day.
I'm going to steal and say no.
Hold on. Think of the happiness. Not, I mean.
You have hearing in your other ear.
Right.
Why is this a big deal?
Your favorite team is just one part of this. But you get, you're a single man or woman, and you find perhaps.
Perhaps.
Your soulmate.
No guarantees there.
Perhaps your soulmate.
Could be just a couple of nice rides around the.
Could be. But I'm you have to be willing to take a chance on love.
Could be something serious.
I'm going to steal and say no, because you're messing with someone's internal chemistry. You're messing with the order of the world. A Super Bowl championship as a fan, it's fun, but it's ultimately ephemeral, and you're trying to play God with your friend. There's no such disease as losing your hearing for an hour a day. It could drive your friend mad after years. He doesn't know what hour it's going to be, when it's going to happen.
The audience knows a demagogue when you hear one. Tell us what you really feel.
How much money is he going to spend trying to figure out what this disease even is over the years.
This isn't the Rosenthal filibuster hour.
Yeah, Greg doesn't know what it's like to lose every year, year after year. I mean, look, the Eagles won 2 years ago, so.
They did.
Fine. But.
But you're thinking
fan.
Back a couple of years back.
Yes.
The Red Sox fan growing up, Patriots, 22 years.
Would you have, Greg, given up hearing your ear every day for an
hour.
Your life.
I think it's different if you know about it and you're making the choice for yourself. Instead, it's for your friend and they don't know anything about it. I don't like this playing
God. Just by math alone, like many of those hours will come while you're sleeping.
Okay. Colleen, you obviously are on the side of Wes, but since this is really a A or B question, only Wes and Greg are involved in this.
Right.
And this one for the judges is tough. I am not the judge, but as a Jets fan, I'm trying to picture what I sign off on that. I'm also married, but I'm trying to put myself pre-Emily, years and years of Jets failures. If I knew about it, would I say, I'll take that? It's tough. But Greg makes a good point. The idea of, who are you to decide for that person?
Their friend.
Playing
somebody
God.
Who cares about them.
That you're going to give them a medical malady for the rest of their life.
Leave me alone. Leave me and my ears alone.
That person could still find love.
Their team could still
win
the Super Bowl.
Greg's got the right answer.
Wow.
And I'll tell you one other thing that maybe people haven't thought of. Wes, that person is going to be seeking out medical attention, trying to fix this ear situation, and you can never say it. You can never tell them. And there's going to be some guilt involved there because it's going to bother them more than perhaps
they may think.
There is no guilt involved. I knew what the risk was, and I took a bold answer to help that person.
All right. That's it for round two. This is where we stand. Colleen Wolf, you have 700 points.
Oh, my God. So good. Oh, my God. Stop with these.
Chris Wessling, last question was hurt you, but you're still in good position with 500 points. Greg Rosenthal, you needed that. It was really, really
that's why
imperative that you got that last question right. And you did. So that puts you at 400 points. So we got a close game going into final round.
Final wheel. The crowd loves final wheel.
And Erica, tell them what they win if you come out on top.
You win a new manual filled with ion batteries, lithium by ground, air, and ocean.
Wow. Now that is what you look for.
I'm so excited about it.
Erica spent a 9-hour chunk of her day today at a seminar about how to properly ship lithium batteries with her job on the line. And she's going to bestow that manual upon you, the winner, today on Wheel of Destiny.
What a gift. It is.
Okay, so those are the stakes.
Wes is speechless.
I'm without speech. What an honor.
Ricky, can you bring us three index cards for the final round? Because, of course, here in the final round, you will wager all, some, none of your current score. Before the question is asked.
Is this a new wrinkle?
No. This was last year. This was the alien flag football game last year.
All right. Here we go. So now I want you again, if you need to know your score. Colleen, 700. Wes 500, Greg 400. Don't show anybody how much you wagered. Keep it to yourself. And now, once you're done with that, I will ask the final Jeopardy question.
I'm so nervous.
All right.
Wait.
Is everyone ready?
Was there a question? Did I miss a question?
No.
Oh, yeah. I have to write down how much we're bidding.
Oh.
How much you're bidding.
Got it.
I thought I was fairly clear there.
I was looking for a pen. I didn't have a pen.
Oh.
All right. I got it. Here we go.
All right. Here we go. You'll be writing your answer on these cards. Do not let your neighbor see it. Here we go. The final question. The final wheel. NFL Media is moving its headquarters to Inglewood in 2021. The new campus is magnificent and will feature a two-scale replica of Mount Rushmore for each decade of the NFL as part of the league's NFL 100 initiative. You have been asked to select the four NFL figures who will represent the current 2010 to 2019 decade. Who you got? Now, write the four names, hand them to me. Again, Colleen ahead at 700. Wes, the defending champion, 500. Greg, looking for his first win and in possession, positioned to do it. Wow. You can cut the tension with a knife. Colleen, thinking.
Wait.
Wes, as always,
got it.
Focused.
This is my time.
Greg, will he write Leonard Fournette? He looks confident. He's the guy in Jeopardy who answers right away and then just has that smug look on his face as the final song runs because he knows.
I feel good about
it. Did you say four NFL figures?
Figures. When the music ends, you're out of time. Manual on lithium batteries on the line. My God. All right, hand in your papers, please. Greg, Wes, Colleen. Okay, let's see. We'll start with third place. Greg at 400 points. Tom Brady, who I imagine would be on your 2000s, your aughts Mount Rushmore as well, right?
That would be tougher call between him and Peyton Manning, but to me it's clearer in this decade that he's been better. It's been a better decade for him.
For you it would have to be one quarterback. I didn't give any rules about multiple players at multiple
That's
positions.
True.
But that every man has a code. Brady, Belichick, Gronk. And Dante Scarnecchia.
Yeah! Put him on there.
Longtime offensive line coach. Okay.
Four of the greatest to do it at their positions. The greatest.
Wes, you entered final round in second place. Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Bill Belichick, Drew Brees crossed out.
Mmm.
Wow.
Replaced with J.J. Watt.
Hmm.
Tell us why.
Well, Drew Brees made sense from a stats angle, and the Super Bowl came. Did that come before 2010?
It did.
So he doesn't even have the Super Bowl or an MVP. He just has the stats. You can tell the story of the last 10 years without Drew Brees. You cannot tell the story of the last 10 years without J.J. Watt because he's done things that no defensive player has ever done save Lawrence Taylor.
Now, irate Saints fans might be piping in right now, screaming at their media player. The Super Bowl was in 2010, but we're basing this on the 2009 season, so that all checks out for Wes. Okay, Wes, thank you.
Right, the Super Bowl was in the 2009 season. It was technically 2000.
Yes, we don't count
it's
that. All right, Colleen.
And just to clarify again, the years were what?
2010 to 2019.
Yikes, sorry.
Why does Colleen always struggle with the rules?
So bad.
It's like... She's like Andy Reid in the two-minute hurry-up drill. Everything else about her is great, but she just doesn't. It's this one kryptonite.
Yeah.
All right. You have...
I want to hear Wes's theory later.
It goes double for you.
Tom Brady. Aaron Rodgers off to a really strong start. Brian Dawkins. When did Brian Dawkins retire, Wes? I believe it was in the...
Like 2014?
Yeah. He played the 2011 season. So.
He's already in the Hall of Fame.
Counts.
And Laurent Duvernay Cardiff.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
He saved her baby.
I think it's pretty obvious that should be the Mount Rushmore.
All right, so now let's go through it. Colleen... You have the wrong answer. How much did you wager?
All of it, baby. 700.
Oh. So, Colleen, you will not be getting the lithium battery manual.
Damn.
It's down to me and Wes.
It's down to Greg and Wes.
I got a chance.
What about the tension?
Greg, you had four Patriots, which is bold, even.
I mean, it's.
I'm not the judge.
The
anywhere.
Greatest quarterback of all time, the greatest coach of all time, the greatest tight end difference maker of all time, and the greatest position coach of all time.
Four goats.
Four goats.
Two of those goats are arguable.
I mean, Dante's not. Name a better O-line coach than that old man.
Jim McNally.
Nah, I sucked.
Hudson Hawk. No, not Hudson,
Hudson Hawk.
Hudson Hawk.
Is that the Bruce Willis vehicle? Who?
Brian Dawkins.
That's incorrect, Greg. How much is it going to cost you? $19.25. Interesting. I will need to get out my calculator on that one.
$380.
So Greg had $400.
I absolutely
$380.75
to test those math skills.
I absolutely would not be able to do it without this. Greg is at $380.75. Now.
All right. That's a
he's got a chance.
That's now, a personal record.
Colleen, are you now realizing, Colleen, that if you could have maybe with a little more strategy, you could have still been in the running?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Because you also know that at 700, you didn't have to bet everything. You could have bet just $301 and won the game because your next closest competitor only had 500. Have you ever watched Jeopardy?
I have. I you know what, I'm so upset that I'm not going to get this manual. I can't believe it.
All right, Wes, so that was definitely a foul on your part.
It was.
But you know what, as it worked out with Greg at $380.75, if you bet 301 the right way, the way Jeffrey James would have done it, wouldn't have mattered.
But I didn't do that.
You didn't. So. You're out. You're a loser. But we still love you. Wes, now let's again look at Wes. Tom Brady, the best handwriting, by the way, Chris Wessling.
Oh, thank you.
Not particularly close. right here. Can you get in tight on that?
Ooh, it is.
Dan.
There's no director behind the glass.
Is this a video show?
No. I was like, Dan is pretending we're on camera now.
Brady.
This is levels.
Aaron Rodgers, Bill Belichick, and J.J. Watt. So, and you laid it out beautifully, Wes. And you know what? Music, please. How was your wager, by the way?
Yeah, no, I mean, because that could there's been some great running backs. Uh-oh. There's been some great receivers, other coaches, owners. Who knows? Goodell, Raj, you know.
Tom Brady. I
thought about Raj.
Me too.
I mean, it's at the NFL facilities.
Smart.
That would be, yeah.
Aaron Rodgers.
Stan Kroenke, you know.
Bill Belichick.
Yep.
Getting that belt. The future is his.
Less. Less need.
Shh, shh. That is the correct answer. How much did you wager?
500.
500. Wow. That gives you a score of 1,000. And guess what? Chris Wessling is your winner.
Yeah.
Wheel of Destiny. Bring that manual out here, Ricky.
What a shocker.
What do you mean? He wins again.
I'm just saying. I mean, Watt's been healthy for what, 3 seasons? Because if you didn't get the Watt one right,
then
he has $0 left, and 19 takes it home or whatever.
How many defensive player of year awards do you want him to win?
I mean, Donald's got the same, right?
No, he doesn't.
Erica, can you bring me that manual?
He will.
I would love to see this manual that Chris
it's
West.
It's a very dense manual too.
It's got to be 1,000 pages. Titled Shipping Lithium Batteries by Ground, Air, and Ocean.
Ooh,
2019. Then it is yours, Chris. Congratulations.
I've got a table leg in my garage. It's been bothering me for like a year. Put this right under it.
Well, you might want to think twice about that, because that is something that could save your life one day, Wes. All right. I want to thank all of the contestants being part of Wheel of Destiny. Wes, you're sitting on a dynasty right now. 3 out of 4.
I'm putting this on my Twitter bio. 3-time Wheel of Destiny champ.
I mean, that's got to feel good.
Yes. Take that, Connor Orr.
Oh, wow. Connor Gauntlet thrown down. All
you
right.
know he hates Twitter bios that don't adhere to strict rules.
Ricky Hollywood, Erica Tamposi, thank you. Wonderful work on the wheel.
Thank you,
great.
Ricky.
Thanks so much, guys. What a great show.
Wow, there's that chemistry again. It just jumps out of the microphone and into your ears, and you just don't know what to do with it. It's so electric.
It is.
Thank you, everybody, for watching and listening. Until next time, Wheel of Destiny.
Oh my God, so good. Do you mind if I try? So good.